ಶ್ರೀ ಗಣೇಶಾಯ ನಮಃ. ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಸರಸ್ವತ್ಯೈ ನಮಃ. ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಓಂ ಸಮಸ್ತ ಜನ ಕಲ್ಯಾಣೇ ನಿರತಂ ಕರುಣಾಮಯಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಚಿನ್ಮಯಂ ದೇವಂ ಸದ್ಗುರುಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮವಿದ್ವರಂ. ಓಂ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀ ತುಳಸೀದಾಸ ಸದ್ವರಿಷ್ಠಾಯ ಧೀಮತೆ ಪೂರಿತಮೃದಯಂ ಯೇನ ರಾಮ ಪ್ರೇಮಾಮೃತೇ ನಮೇ. ಓಂ ದಕ್ಷಿಣೇ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಣೋ ಯಸ್ಯ ವಾಮೇತು ಜನಕಾತ್ಮಜ ಪುರತೋ ಮಾರುತಿರ್ಯಸ್ಯ ತಂ ವಂದೇ ರಘುನಂದನಂ. ಹರಿ ಯು ಸಿಟ್ ವಿತ್ ದೋಸ್ ಗರ್ಲ್ಸ್ ದೇರ್ ದೆನ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸೀ ಮೀ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ಲಿ ಅದರ್ವೈಸ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸೀ ಮೀ. ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಮ್ ಜಯ ರಾಮ್ ಜಯ ಜಯ ರಾಮ್ 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 ಜಯ ರಾಮ್ ಜಯ ಜಯ ರಾಮ್ ಜಯ ಜಯ ರಾಮ್ ಜಯ ಜಯ ರಾಮ್. ಸಿಯಾವರ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ಕೀ ಪವನ ಸುತ ಹನುಮಾನ್ ಕೀ ಉಮಾಪತಿ ಮಹಾದೇವ ಕೀ ಬೋಲೋ ಭೈ ಸಬ ಸಂತನಿಗೆ ಶ್ರೀ ಸದ್ಗುರುನಾಥ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜಕ್ಕೆ. ಯಸ್ಟರ್ಡೇ ಐ ಗೇವ್ ಯು ಎ ಜನರಲ್ ಇಂಟ್ರೊಡಕ್ಷನ್ ಟು ದಿ ಟಾಪಿಕ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಯೋಗ, ದಿ ಯೋಗ ಆಫ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್. ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ there are main three topics. One is, what is the nature of devotion and what is the nature of God, and the third is the nature of a devotee. Bhakta, bhakti, bhagwan. So I told you about devotion. The highest form of devotion is unconditional love, total trust, shraddha, faith, and reverence for the Lord. Prem, shraddha, adar. When all of them come together unconditionally, then that is called bhakti. Bhagwan is such that his nature cannot be described in words. Idam ittham kahina jai. That Bhagwan is this or this much, you can never say. But when our heart is filled with this kind of devotion, then Bhagwan has promised that he will reveal his nature to you. Of course, yesterday I quoted one chaupai from Tulsi Ramayana. So janai jehi dehu janai. The one to whom Bhagwan reveals himself, that a person knows that. But in the Bhagavad Gita also Bhagwan says, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamabu payantite. This is the shloka in 10th chapter. Bhagavan says, those who are devoted to me, I give them that knowledge by which they come to me. So Bhagavan has taken their responsibility. So you relax. When you fly in the plane, the nails also say, what that? Now you sit back, relax and enjoy the flight. You trust that pilot, isn't it? You don't go on again and again asking, do you know, because in the night, darkness, you are flying. I don't know where you are flying. You know that. So you trust. Your Bhagwan flying the whole universe, not one. Trust. So Bhagwan will take you to the destination of realization. So about that is Bhagwan. And Bhakta, I have three types of bhaktas also I pointed out. Those who are the beginners, they are able to only see that God only in a particular form, statue, idol, worship, that's very good. Then slowly their vision expands. That the Lord is not only confined to that idol, is there outside also. And then in everything and being, that's the highest devotion then. The devotee is able to see that divinity. This is what yesterday I told you, right? So I briefly summarize that. Now, question comes. How to develop love for God? Bhagwan will reveal his nature, so you don't have to worry about that. Now, having understood the nature of devotion, only now we have to develop our love. And how that love is developed, bhakti is developed, is a very interesting topic. Briefly, I will mention to you what Narad Rishi has said in Narad Bhakti Sutra. He says, tasyaha jnanameva sadhanam iti eke. Knowledge enhances your love and devotion. When you know more and more about the Lord and his compassionate nature, etc., then your love for that Bhagavan increases. That is one. Some people say, no. Anyonyashrayatvam iti anye. Say, yes, knowledge enhances your love and that love enhances your knowledge. So they are interdependent, mutually dependent. Some person's starting point may be love, because when you love someone, you know, in our day-to-day life also we find we meet with many people, and some, you know, as soon as you see them, you like. And some, even though nothing has happened, that person has not done anything wrong, nothing, but you just don't like. Huh? But whatever you like, you all the time want to know little more. So that love makes your mind curious to know more. And if you know more and that is something very interesting, then your love increases. So that also is true. So love depends on knowledge. Knowledge depends on love. They mutually grow. Some say, nothing doing. Swayam phala rupata. love depends on love only. How to increase love? You just keep loving, that's all. So love will only increase that love. No other thing, because the love does not depend upon any other factor then. You just love and that is enough. And that's what we find there are various people that are loving various subjects, you know. Some people love trees and plants and gardening and all that, and they just go on and on and on, and their love also goes on increasing, you know. Different hobbies are all there, different love there. So, question is how to increase love. All the three are valid only. Whether you say knowledge will increase your love, or knowledge will increase love, love will increase knowledge, and both together it will grow more and more. Or you say no, love depends upon love only, no other thing required. That also is all right. But now here we are going to see a beautiful portion in Ramayana. This portion is, episode is in Ayodhya Kand. Ayodhya Kand is second canto. Bhagwan Rama with Sitaji and Lakshman went to the forest. And they were going to different places and meeting with different rishis, munis. And one question Bhagwan Rama used to ask, where shall I stay? Interesting, where shall I stay? For so many years I have to live in forest. Somebody may ask, why do you ask? Live anywhere. Jungle mein to rehna hai. 14 years we had to live in forest. Kaikai did not specify anything. Only this part. She said 14 years in forest. That's all. So first he went to Chitrakoot. Huh? First he went to actually Bharadwaj Ashram. Thereafter was Chitrakoot. He goes later on. But after Bharadwaj Ashram, when he is going, then he comes to know that there is a place where Valmiki Rishi is there. Remember, Valmiki Rishi was a contemporary of Bhagwan Rama. So he said, let me go and meet Valmiki Rishi. So here is an episode where Ram, Lakshman, Sitae, they are going to Valmiki Rishi's ashram. And when Valmiki Rishi sees, he comes running. And Bhagwan Rama falling at his feet. And that Valmiki Rishi knows who is that Rama. He's not an ordinary prince. Bhagwan coming here in this form, Rama. Who is Rama? Yan Maya Vashavarti Vishwamakhilam Brahmadi Deva Suraha. Bhagwan Rama is that under the control of whose Maya Shakti is his whole world. That Bhagwan has come as Rama. And that Muni brings him to his ashram. And then Rama asks, there are beautiful chaupais, but I will come to only the relevant portions on that. He asks, Muniji, you know everything, why I am in this forest. Now please tell me, where can I stay? Where should I stay? So I said, you know, someone may ask, why this question, you know, he is asking? Because anywhere is all right. Because you have to just stay in the forest, stay anywhere. But what is the point in asking that? So the point must be understood. What he means, a place where I stay, it should be a safe place. Because of Sitaji also there, and safety is the first thing. See, even when you also are transferred from one city to another city, or you move, you don't inquire which is the best locality, very area, right? And also your moving depends upon the education district. Right? Because good school in that district to stay and all that, you see. Because there is a consideration. Airport pe reh jate hain. You can't say airport only. So you want to stay even in a city, because there are certain localities can be dangerous. So where do you want to stay? So safety, security, that is one. Correct? Other thing is, where you stay, your stay should not become a nuisance to others. Because Bhagavan Rama's point was that if he stays, these Ayodhya Vasis and other people, they may crowd around him and all that. And if the Rishi Munis, they are living there, peace and silence and everything will be disturbed or not. Actually, he left Chitrakoot only because of that. Because it was because once the Ayodhya's people came to know that he's in Chitrakoot, so now and then they used to make a trip there and picnic. And then, you know, surround him, and then other Rishi Munis were a little disturbed, you know, our piece of ashram is going away. The Bhagavan moved away from there. So your stay should not disturb others. Number one. Then another point, even when you are staying somewhere, your stay should be helpful to some other person. So you should be able to serve someone. Your stay should be useful. It should not become nuisance to others. It should be have safety and all that. That is one thing. And more serious point. Serious point is, our whole life in this world is like living in a jungle only. Isn't it? Because we are confused. Because now here are the roads and everything is so marked so very well. Even when you turn your car exactly that. India mein to lines hoti nahi. And even if they are there, if they say stay in your lane, mean they online they will stay that, because they want to move anytime here, there. And here if these lines are removed, I tell you, you will not be able to drive. Well-railed path and all signs and everything is there. But our life, a jungle, there is no such thing, right? And in our life also, so many crossroads, so many things you come and then we just don't understand what to do, where to go. So Rama is asking Rishis, that means we also in our life must get guidance from the spiritual masters, how to lead our life, where to live and all. So, you know, the question may appear very simple, where shall I stay? But the points are there many. So Ram also asked Valmikiji, please tell me, where can I stay? So Valmikiji smiles and he says, Poochehu mohi ki raho kaha, mai poochat sakuchahi. Jahan ho itah dev kahi tumahi dekhao thao. Kehne lage, you are asking me where you can stay. And I'm actually hesitating to give you a reply. Why? Because inside he knows, I know who you are. You are all pervading Lord. Now you tell me, which is the place where you are not there already? Actually, when somebody asks a question, you should answer and not ask another question. But some people have got that habit of that. whenever somebody asks, there will ask another question. Once you know, one of our brahmacharini, I asked her a simple question. How are you? She said, why? Somebody told you something about me? I said, nobody has said anything. I'm just asking you, how are you? That's all. The parents also say to tell the child, why are you asking so many questions? And the child said, why? I should not ask questions. Don't ask, why not? Again. So it just goes on and on and on. So Valmiki said, a question is asked, so we should give answer, but that's why I'm hesitating. I'm asking you, which is the place you are not there? Isha Vastavidam Sarvam. Maya tatamidam sarvam jagat, the whole world is pervaded by you, so where is up? Now, Bhagavan, you tell me where you are not. And if you tell me such and such where you are not, I will say, go and stay there. Simple answer. But what the meaning is I know who you are. And you are asking me, actually, Bhagavan doesn't need to ask. But Bhagavan gives opportunities to devotees to serve. So by this way, even Valmiki ji is, and all that, you know, name is raised to her. Valmiki ji guided Rama. Oh, oh. He gives them a chance to serve. So then, when Valmiki ji said like that, Bhagavan looked at him and just smiled. What he meant, please do not reveal my divinity here. I am asking from empirical standpoint, not from absolute standpoint. Because Bhagavan is there as Manushya Rupena, as Mano Avatar. So he acts only as a human being. So, in this Ramayana, Ayodhya Kanda, after 127 Doha, then it is very beautifully, it is said, ki suni muni vachana prema rasa sane, sakuchi rama mana mahu musukane. Bhagavan Rama just smiled. Valmiki hasi kahahi bahori, bani madhura amya rasa bhori. And Valmiki also got the hint. That's what he means. Not to reveal his identity and all that. No. So then he said something. And his words were soaked in the nectar of devotion. And he told him where to live. Now it is interesting. Bhagavan was asked to live in forest for how many years?
14 years.
Now Valmiki ji is pointing out 14 places. Huh? One place for 1 year. But you know, when these 14 places that are pointed out, they are not 14. They are only one. And that one is, you live in the heart of your devotee. Right? But suppose he said, where should I live? So from the absolute standpoint, Bhagavan is already there everywhere. But Ishwar Rupena, he said, you live in the heart of your devotee. But the next question is, who is a devotee? And that's why it is said so beautifully. So as though there are 14 places. So devotee is one who does this, then he is a devotee. And in the heart of that devotee you live. This is the point. Some serious points are also there, but I will tell you tomorrow. Huh? Because if I tell you today, you may not come tomorrow. Oh, Swamiji, are you worried that we will not come? I am not worried, but you may drop the idea of coming. But some secret I will keep, I have to keep. Then you had to. Anyway, now 14 places.
सुनहु राम अब कहु निकेता जहाँ बसऊँ सियलखन समेता जिनके श्रवण समुद्र समाना कथा तुम्हारी सुभग सरिनाना भरहि निरंतर ओइ न पूरे तिनके ही तुम कंग्रह रूरे लोचन चातक जिन करी राखे रही दरस जलधर अभिलाषे निदरही सरित सिंधु सर भारी रूप बीनु जल होई सुखारी तिनके हृदय सदन सुखदायक बसहु बंधु सिय सहर गुनाय
Why this tabla is not playing tan tan? Dhap dhap baj raha hai. Why? I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Sunahu Ram ab kahu Niketan.
Ah, Niketan means Niketan. Niketan is only called Niketa.
O Ram, listen, O Ram, ab kahu Niketan. I shall tell you the place, residence, abode for you to live. Jahan basahu siya lakhan sameta, where you can stay comfortably with Sita ji and Lakshman ji.
Abhi Hanuman ji mile nahi hai. Hanuman ji comes on in Kishkindha.
Now you say where you can stay with Sita ji and Lakshman ji. Where? Jinake Shravana Samudra Samana Katha Tumhari Subhaga Sarinana Bharahi Nirantar Hohina Pure Tinake Hiya Tuma Kahun Grharure Tinake Hiya.
Hiya means Hriday.
Tinake Hriday. In the heart of those devotees. Griha Rure means your house is that. Means that means what? You will be welcome there. You understand? You will be welcome there. You know, when you go to other countries, when you fly, and when you reach that airport, deep plane and all that, and then you will find a board, welcome, whichever country you are going. And the first question at the immigration counter, why did you come?
Hare Rama, Hare, you said welcome now when I have come here, so you should say welcome. Why did you come? How long you are going to stay? Have you got return ticket?
Oh,
who told you that I want to stay here only?
You see, it is interesting.
Bhagavan says, these devotees will not ask you such questions. Huh? This is your house.
This is a beautiful story I heard. Bhagavan Shri Krishna went to Hastinapur as a messenger of peace, negotiation. And then he was seeing many palaces and he was asking, whose house is that? And not every person, Bhagavan, my house comes in. So he went past. Then he saw Vidurji's house. Whose house is that? And Vidurji said, you are. Bhagavan entered. He said, that's my house, man. Well, all other people are saying, their house, why should I enter someone else's house?
Tinake hiyat, kahun gruha rure.
You live in the hearts of those devotees because that is your own house. They will welcome you. Who are they?
जिनके श्रवण समुद्र समाना
those whose ears are like the ocean. Have you heard such a comparison any time? Ears compared with ocean. Ocean? Ocean? Don't understand. But he explains. Jinake Shravana Samudra Samana. And what is an ocean? Ocean is already filled with waters. But so many rivers come from different directions and they pour their waters into that or merge into that ocean. But the ocean doesn't get over flooded or anything. And the ocean doesn't say, so, or river, for this year, enough. Now, no more water is required, no need of coming here. Does the ocean tell the whether it is rains down or whether water merging from the river, the ocean says, Aja, more the merrier. come on. All the rivers come and they pour their water inside. But the ocean doesn't say, enough. How much water you are going to bring? So here is what he says. Bharahi nirantara hohina pure. Means, devotees, they already listen to Bhagavan's katha so much. Their heart is filled with all these stories. Everything about Bhagavan. But anyone comes and says that there is an occasion to listen to Bhagavad katha, that katha is like a river coming. And he says, Anandam, come on. He doesn't say, oh, Ramayana, I have heard Ramayana. Yeah. There was a king, Dashrath, he had three queens, and there was Kausalya, Sumitra, Kaike, and all that. And he did not have a son, and then he did perform a yajna, and then he wanted only one son, but he got four. And then this happened. Oh, no, I know. That's not called knowing. Tulsidas ji has said, anyone who says, that, you know, I have heard the katha, I don't want you to hear anymore. That means he has not understood the very bliss and very joy and the essence of it. The more you hear, a number of times you hear this, I tell you, in the whole world, there is no story like Ramayana. The best story. And a number of times you may listen to it. And so many songs and all that. In Hindi, there was a very great poet, Maithili Sharan Gupta. Those who know Hindi and all, they must have heard his name. He said a very beautiful thing. He said, Rama, your life itself is poetry. And anyone who says anything about you, he will become a poet. And that's why Ram Katha is sung in so many ways, in so many languages, it still keeps coming. So those idea is those who heard this Katha many times, but again and again this story of Rama comes into their ears and they say, come on, more, little more. Now in this Ramayana itself is a very beautiful thing said. Bhagavan Ramchandra ji narrated, Bhagavan Ramchandra's katha was narrated by Lord Shiva to Parvati. And do you know, he says, you know, Parvati, the katha I told you, I heard it from a great devotee of Bhagavan, that is Kakabhushundi. Kakabhushundi, yes. He remains in the form of a crow, but he was a great devotee. I heard katha from Kakabhushundi. Oh, Kakabhushundi. And from whom did he hear? Oh, he heard from his teacher Lomashmuni. So I heard from Kagbhushundi, Kagbhushundi heard from Lomash Muni, and Bhagwan, who told that Lomash Muni? He said, don't ask more, because I told him. So now, the Adi Rachayita is Bhagwan Shiva himself. And Lord Shiva only narrated this story to Lomash Muni and Lomash to Kagbhushundi. And that Lord Shiva again goes to that Kagbhushundi to listen to that story. He used to go to Agastya Rishi also to listen to Katha. Now just see. Jinake Shravana Samudra Samana. कथा तुम्हारी सुभग सरिनाना भरही निरंतर हो ही न पूरे तीन के हिय तुम कहाँ गृह रूरे. नाउ व्हाट इज द मीनिंग, बहुत इंटरेस्टिंग. पीपल आस्क हाउ टू डेवलप लव फॉर गॉड, राइट? द फर्स्ट साधन इज श्रवण. प्रथम भगति संतन कर संघ श्रवणम. Navadha Bhagavad Gita, Shravanam Kirtanam Shravanam. You see, if you have to develop love for God, the only way is listening to Bhagwan's, Rama, Krishna, various avatar kathas. See, when you study Vedant, Upanishads, that gives you the vision of life. But when you listen to stories of Bhagavad avatar, that creates devotion in your heart. We need vision of life and we need devotion in our heart. Okay? So this devotion comes only by this. I tell you a true story one. You know, we had our mission member, young man. He loved Bhagwan Krishna very much. Because, you know, Bhagwan Krishna is very playful. That's why everybody immediately loved him. He said, Rama is very serious, Baba. So he didn't have that feeling, you know. Respect you may have. Respect for Rama. But, you know, that love which you should feel. It so happened that he had to stay for a month in Ayurvedic nursing home for 1 month. And someone gave him a set of my talks on Ramayana. This is a very long time back old. And you know, in that nursing home, they don't allow you to read anything. No reading, writing, only listening is allowed. 1 month was there. So he listened to that. He himself told me that he loved Krishna, but Rama always he thought was serious and this and that. But he said, after listening to all that Rama Katha, I felt like hugging Rama. Such feeling came. So for developing bhakti, you must listen. You must listen to Ramayana. You must listen to Bhagavatam. Where Bhagavan's avatar kathas are there. Rama avatar, Krishna avatar, different avatar, incarnations. So for the beginners, Shravana is the first sadhan. And those who are the devotees, for them this is not sadhan. It is just reveling in it. They can't but just listen to that more and more, more and more. And it is the nature of man, whatever he or she loves, wants to hear more and more about that. See, if your son has achieved something great, you want to listen more and more about some other people. Oh, that is your son. Where did you meet him? Oh, you want to hear more. And there's a newspaper cutting, magazine. You love it, so you want to hear more and more. Somebody should tell more and more, more and more, more and more. Here, where love for God, here. So the one who is a mature devotee, his love is so great that his mind is immersed in that and always listening to that, never get bored. One person asked one Mahatma, how many times you have heard this Ram Katha and still why you never get bored or what? He said, you ask that fish living 24 hours in that water, doesn't get bored? Doesn't want an outing? Oh, fish, what is that? You know, all the time living in the water, 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 water. Climb the mountain. That water is that life, lifeline, life. That's what happens. So for a devotee, listening to katha is nothing but love only manifested in the form of listening. But for a beginner, those who ask from where to begin, listen. Listen to this. जिनके श्रवण समुद्र समाना कथा तुम्हारी सुभग सरी नाना भर ही निरंतर हो इन पूरा लिसनिंग बट अगेन यू अगेन वॉन्ट टू मोर एंड मोर इन अदर वर्ड्स इन द शास्त्र इट इज सेड आवर इयर्स आर देयर द पर्पस ऑफ हियर इयर्स इज टू लिसन टू भगवत कथा नॉट ओनली डिस्को म्यूजिक loud, deafening kind of music. You know, something very interesting it is said. In Ramayana and Bhagavatam it is said, those people who do not listen to Bhagavan's glories, spiritual knowledge with their ears are fit for snakes to go and live there. So if a snake is looking for a place, go there, go. I am not telling a lie, it is they return there. See, that means the way of saying is that how important it is to listen. All useless gossip we keep listening all the time. And what happens of listening to all those gossip? Chit-chatting, you know. Hanging out, chill out, hang out, and hang yourself. And when it comes to Bhagavad Gita, neend aati hai mere ko. Sleep, sleep, sleep. So now how many points are said? The ears are meant for listening to something to enlighten yourself, to fill your heart with love and devotion. It's not meant for only all the useless kind of things, you know. Second thing, anyone who asks how to develop love, from where to begin, Shravan is the first. And the nature of a devotee is what? Who always revels in that. Second is our eyes. Among all sense organs, eyes and ears are the most powerful one, because through which we gather and learn more and more, isn't it? And actually more by ears, because how much you can see? Well, ear you can hear a lot, so much knowledge we have got about so many things. It is only a hearing, and we have not seen everything. But what we see really impacts our mind. So eyes are meant for what? It is said, lochan chat kajin kari rakhe rahi daras jaladhar abhilashe nidarahi sarit sindhu sarabhari rupa bindu jal hohi sukhari tinake hridaya sadana sukhadayak basahu bandhu siya saharagunayak. Again, Valmiki says, tinake hridaya sadana, in the abode of their heart, oh Bhagwan Rama, you live because you are Sukhadayak, you are the giver of joy. And always he says, you live there with Sitaji and Lakshmanji, because they will welcome you, all the three. Because otherwise some people are there, you know, okay, Guru ko kahenge, Guruji, Guru, 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 you can stay in my house, but don't call your disciples. No. You know, they also can come. Others also can come. Huh? So Sita ji, Lakshmanji. Who that? Chatak lochan chajinak rakhe. Those who have made their eyes, or their eyes are like chatak pakshi, a bird. About chatak bird, it is said, he keeps on waiting for the cloud, particular cloud of that particular constellation called Swati Nakshatra. Nakshatra. And only when the water comes from that cloud, then only drinks that water. Now, around him, there may be the river and lake and this and ponds and wells and whatnot. But he doesn't look at them. I have not seen which is the Chatak Pakshi as such and all, but the description is there. This Chatak Pakshi, Chatak bird, I don't know what you call in English and all that. Maybe Chataka, something will say, I don't know what, but Chataka. It is Chatak, Chadak. You may say Chadak. This Chatak Pakshi. He said, Lo Jagan Rahi Daras Jaladhar Abhirashe. And therefore, all the time longing and longing and longing for that water-bearing cloud of Chata, Swati Nakshatra. Nidarahi Sarita Sindhu Sarabhari. There may be river, ocean, pond and lakes and all that may be there. Ignores. Are you thirsty? Why don't you go there? No. And Roop Bindu Jalo Hohi Sukhari. And only when one drop comes from that cloud and directly goes into... satisfied. In the same way, bhaktas are those all the time longing to see the Lord alone. This worldly beauty does not attract them at all. Beauty contests are there, Miss World, Miss Universe, Miss Brahmanda may be there, I don't know. Or so many kinds of Mr. Brahmanda also may be there on that. Or so many kinds of this, that. And Jaladhara example is beautiful because Bhagavan's complexion was of like dark complexion, water-bearing cloud nine. अखियां हरि दर्शन की प्यासी दर्शन दो घनशा अखियां प्यासी दर्शन बिनु नैना तरसे श्रीमद् भागवत ब्यूटीफुल एडजेक्टिव्स फॉर गोपिकास कृष्ण दर्शन लालसा देवर दी वेरी personification of the longing for Bhagavan's darshan vision. Nothing else satisfied them. Only that. How much we crave and keep on longing for all worldly, I have not seen this. But when do we feel that I have not seen the Lord? You read Ramakrishna Paramahansa's life, you know, every day when he went, he used to cry, "My today, one day is already gone. And I did not have the vision." Dukkha nahi hota hai humko. We don't feel sad about that. A bhakta said very well, I weep for those who can't or don't weep for God. All the time weeping and crying for all these little things and all that. But never that so many days have already gone by. Not seen the Lord. That means these eyes are meant for seeing the Lord. Not only worldly things. The fulfillment of eyes is only in having the vision of God. Just now I said about the ears. What the Shastra says about the eyes, which is not longing for Bhagavan's darshan, they are like the eyes you see on a peacock feather. It looks like an eyes only, but you cannot see anything, nothing. It's only show, that's all. So then, how to develop love for God? Have longing to see that Lord. Those who are devotees, they have got that. And this longing will come only when you do Shravan first. Only by listening to all these kathas, and this will come to your mind, I want to see that. You see, wherever our desire for something comes, because we hear something, you know, oh, that is such a beautiful thing, that place is so beautiful, that movie is so beautiful, that thing is so beautiful. When you hear, I want to see that. So the eyes, longing to see the Lord, ears, reveling, immersed in listening to Katha, Bhagwan, oh Bhagwan, live in the hearts of those people who want to see you, who want to hear about you. Not those who are tired and bored. So number two house. Number one is what? Whose ears are like the ocean, eager to listen to this katha, whose eyes are like that of Chatak Pakshi, you remain in their house. And then he says, Jasu tumar manas vimala hamsini jiha jasu muktahal guna gana chunai Ram basahu hiyatasu. You see, one sense organ that is powerful is that ears. Second, eyes. And third organ is speech. Isn't it true that what we see and what we hear, that we speak? Right? And therefore, you know, in your house, nobody speaks any bad word. And suppose a child suddenly utters that word. You know, what do you ask? Where did you hear this? Because he must have heard, otherwise how can he say that? You have to, in your house also, you have to be careful what you speak, because they will catch. And when they go out also, they listen to all such kind of words. Now, a devotee, his heart is filled with love, so therefore whatever he speaks only about Bhagavan's glories. But for sadhana, again and again I am telling you to develop that, it is when you hear, when you see, then naturally what you speak. Now those of you today, you saw the 2 days function here and all that. You saw it, you heard that. So then when you meet somebody, hey, did you attend that function? Then you will talk about that Ram Sita Kalyanam. Right? Because that's how you saw, you heard. So the third is speech. Jasu tumhara manas vimala hamsini jiha jas. You know, the very poetic and metaphorical language is. It's something. You must have heard Mansarovar, in Kailas Mansarovar. You have heard or not? Many people must have gone there and seen that. And Mansarovar is filled with water. Correct? Now here Mansarovar is the lake of Ramayana, which is filled with the waters of pure waters of the glories of the Lord Rama. So Ramayana is a lake filled with the waters of Rama's glories. And do you know there is a Hamsa Pakshi? A swan. A swan goes. And in this lake, Rama Yasha is there, but there are also so many pearls are there. Precious, precious things are there. And do you know what this Hamsa, here Hamsini, because Jiha, feminine, therefore. That Hamsini, what does she do? Always floating, swimming on the waters of that Mansarovar. And wherever some Muktamanida, they picks up that. A crow and some other pakshis and all that, they will pick up some dirty things only here, there. They don't go to such places. Now here he says, Jasu tumhara manasu vimala. Hamsini jiha jasu. That person whose tongue, whose organ of speech has become like the Hamsa Pakshi swan bird. Muktahala gunagana chunai. And there all the time picking up the great precious wealth of your virtues, your qualities. Because Rama is sarvaguna sampannaha. Such a sarvagunopetaha. Kausalyananda vardhana. Rama basahu tihya tasu. Oh Rama, you live in the hearts of those people. The third house. In other words, those who sing the glories of the Lord, you live in the hearts of those. So who listen to your glories, who want to see your form, and who keep on singing your gunas, gunakatha, that is called bhakti. See, bhakti, devotion is not a part-time job. It is a full-time job. And full-time job and done with all senses. And then you have to sing then. Bhagwan's glory. Let us sing something, you know. See, if you don't, it sometimes, you know, it disturbs me. Because I'm not able to. Suddenly I hear some other sound then. You just listen. Prano se pyare, naino ke tare, Ram hamare, man me base. प्राणों से प्यारे नैनों के तारे राम हमारे मन में बसे रे राम जहां वहां सीता माता समीप सदाई लक्ष्मण भ्राता राम जहां सीता माता समीप सदाई लक्ष्मण भ्राता चरणों में हनुमत राम दुलारे राम दुलारे प्राणों से प्यारे नैनों के तारे राम हमारे मन में बसे रे राम हमारे मन में बसे रे मन में बसे रे मन में बसे you sing the glories and virtues of the Lord. So those who sing your virtues live in their heart. How many houses? 300 and more. See, these are beautiful things. How does a devotee live naturally? That is pointed out. And for all the seekers, a path also is shown. And when you say you live in the heart of a devotee, who is a devotee? He is pointed out. He is a devotee. Now let's listen a little more. Anyway, Prabhu Prasad Suchi Subhaga Subasa Sadar Jasu Lahai Nitanasa Tumahi Nivedita Bhojana Karahi Prabhu Prasad Patabhushana Dharahi Sisa Navahi Suragur Dvija Dekhi प्रीति सहित करि विनय विशेषी करनित करहि राम पद पूजा राम भरोसे हृदय नहीं दूजा चरण राम तीरथ चली जाहि राम बसहु तिनके मन मा Fourth house. For fourth house, so many things are said. You know, we all people are very fond of clothes, ornaments, eating. Are we not? Yeah, yes. Even wearing clothes and ornaments and eating food can become devotion. Oh, this is very nice thing you are saying. How do you know? Prabhu Prasad Suchi Subhaga Subasa Sadara Jasu Laha Initanasa. One organ is nose. And some people are extremely sensitive about smell. Some people are not, but you can remember the smell. And earlier days you see the chandanam and all that. Now perfumes. New perfumes are coming. Deodorant, perfume, sprays. The perfumes also strange. I don't know now new are there, but earlier there was one called poison, samsar, something. Variety of that. But Bhagavan says, we are fond of smell. Why say here? Prabhu Prasad Suchi Subhaga Subasa Sadar Jasu Lahai Indita Nasa. That's why in our puja, when you do the ceremonial puja, so many flowers are also, garlands, and again, the agarbattis, you know, that fragrant incense, you know, dhupam agrahayami, and sandalwood's fragrance, and so then, if you are interested in the fragrance and all that, not only just all this kind of perfume and all that, your bodies and all that, no. You show all these beautiful, fragrant things to the Lord, and then you inhale that. That also is Bhagavan's prasad. So your nose also is satisfied. But remember, see, when you just think of that, when the fragrance of flowers, garlands, chandanam, and the agarbatti that comes to your nose, what is your state of mind? You think, and when somebody smoking somewhere, and when that smoke smell comes, then what happens to you? Or only some these kind of, you know, very exciting smells of perfumes and all that, then what is the state of your mind? You can see the difference.
one will make a rajasic, one will make a tamasic. But when it becomes Bhagavan, when you are agarbatti, you know, that incense, you know, you say, then immediately you think, oh, somewhere puja is going on somewhere. True or not? Say yes. See that even the smell, fragrance also, Prabhu Prasad, Suchi, means pure, Subhaga, beautiful, Suvasa, fragrant, and Sadara Jasulahiritha. And that's why they say when the puja is done, then they take the flower, they smell it, and they, some people put in the hair, that ladies, and the South India one, they're going to, they put in the ear, the behind, ear also here. First, I did not know that, you know. So when I saw one, the Keralite and all, the particularly there, you know, and then the flower was sticking there. I thought it is flower is sticking there. So I was trying to remove it. Oh, what are you doing that? That is Bhagavat Prasad, and then you are removing that. So, Prasad. So fragrance. So a person whose nose, also you know, wants to smell, and that also the fragrance that is offered to the Lord. Tumahi nivedita bhojana karehi. And even when he eats his food, first is offering to God. Whatever food that is. In our olden days, we have seen our mothers and all that when they used to cook and all that, the first chapati, roti, they used to give to that fire only there. Offer to fire God. And then first we had to give that, Hindi mein bolte bhog lagana, bhog. First you offer it to the Lord, and then only you take that as prasad. So then when you eat, so it is not only gratification of your tongue, not gratification of tongue, and just to satisfy your taste buds and all that, but it is, I am taking Bhagwan's prasad. Tumahi nivedita. Naivedyam nivedayami. Dhupam agrapayami. Deepam darshayami. Naivedyam nivedayami. And then you offer it to the Lord first. And generally what is there? In one plate it offer. And then that food is mixed with the total also. This everything becomes then Bhagavad Prasad. So then I am eating Bhagavad Prasad. It is not only sense enjoyment. And then you know how, so there are so many kinds of food is prepared and everything is offered to Bhagavan. And then you take, then that also is bhakti. Oh, Prabhu, tumahi nivedita bhojana karahi, Prabhu prasada pata bhushana dharahi. I know in our childhood, whenever we bought new clothes or anything, first they were put in front of the Lord. And then you should take it. So Prabhu, prasada pata, pata means cloth, the clothes you wear, bhushana and abhushana. And that also is done only for Bhagavan. See, it is a gopikas also used to do makeup. But do you know why? To please the Lord. So I am going in front of the Lord, so I should look good, you know. Now, otherwise, I have seen the people over there, and they do their regular puja. The old dhoti they will wear and go and do, but while going to other suited, booted, coated and all that, all that. The party and all that with so many sajine, dajine, and then all that you will go with all that and there. And in front of Bhagavan, how any? No. You must go in front of Bhagavan so neat, clean. And if you don't have ornament, there's no need of big borrow or steel. No need. Whatever you are, that is only. But everything is only for Bhagavan. Not for showing anywhere. So then, even wearing your clothes, wearing all the ornaments, even that also will become bhakti because it is Prabhu Prasad. अब इससे ज़्यादा क्या बता सकते हैं? सी से नव ही सूर्य गुरु द्विज देखी,
and his head bows down in front of God. Wherever temple will go, wherever go, his head will bow down there. Guru, or when he sees the teacher, head bows down. Or Dvija, any Brahmin, man of great, what I call culture, education, then you bow down your head in reverence. Our head, kya bataye? It bows down in front of a barber, hairdresser. The barber says, "Don't, oh, this side." Oh. Or all those who are rich people or powerful people, and then you know, our boss and all, "Yeah, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes." What? Yes, sir, yes, sir. And Bhagwan ke samne? Which God? So you have to see where your head bows down. One thing I had, a very interesting thing was that head is not head which bows down at every place and every altar. Either worldly, this and. And that altar is altar, not altar, if the head does not bow down of a person there. The very moment when you recognize the greatness, automatically your head will bow down. So this head must bow down to Devata, Guru, and all the cultured people. And Preeti Sahitakari Vinaya Viseshi, and with great love, affection, devotion, what you call praise to that person, or in a what you call expressing eagerness to serve, "Sir, what can I do for you?" In humility, then Bhagwan, that is a wonderful devotee. Then Karanita Karahi Ramapada Puja, and the hands are engaged in the service and worship of the lotus feet of the Lord. That means worship of all. In Sanskrit, there is a very beautiful shloka. In Sanskrit, there are many beautiful shlokas that are there. Huh? Hastasya Bhushanam Danam. The ornament for hand is Danam. Charity, gift. Danena Pani Natu Kankanena. The ornament, the beauty of your hand is what do you do, what you give, not how many ornaments you wear there. So hands must be employed in the service and worship of the Lord. Ram Bharosa Hridaya Nahi Duja. And total dependence on Lord alone. He trusts God alone. You know, in American dollar, it is written, "In God we trust." Right? But we trust in dollar. You just think of it. Very interesting. Even though that dollar bill, you have noticed that, no? In God we trust. But we trust in green paper. Our more faith is there. And sometimes I wonder, those who are non-believers and atheists, and they don't believe in God, isn't it? But they are ready to keep the note in which it is written, "In God we trust." Ram Bharosa Hriday Nahi. Ram Bharosa Hriday Nahi Duja. Only total trust and dependence only on the Lord. Charan Ram Tirath Chali Jai. And the feet, they keep on walking towards the holy place a pilgrimage associated with Rama, with associated with Bhagwan. Rama basahu tinake manamahi. Oh Rama, you please live in the minds of such people. This is the fourth house. In the fourth house, so many things are said. What is that? Doing puja to Bhagwan, taking the fragrance, offering the food and then taking that as prasad. Even the clothes wearing, ornaments wearing, that also taken as Bhagavat prasad. Right? Prabhu prasad pada bhushadhi. Hands are engaged in the worship. The feet, legs are also only going to the Bhagavat's dham only. Huh? And the head bows down in reverence, humility to all great people. Bhagwan, you live in the hearts of them. So how many are there now? Four. This is the means of developing love, because people keep on how to develop love, how to develop love. Love, here it is. More. Now let us see more. We'll see more. मंत्र राज नित जप ही तुम्हारा मंत्र राज नित जप ही तुम्हारा पूज ही तुम ही सहित परिवार तर्पण होम कर ही विधि नाना विप्रजेवाई देहि बहुदाना तुम ते अधिक गुर ही जिय जानी सकल भाय ते वही सन मानी सब करि मागही एक फल राम चरण रति हो तिनके मन मंदिर बसहू सिय रघुनंदन दो सियावर रामचंद्र की लाउडर पवन सुत हनुमान की उमापति महादेव की जय बोलो भाई सब संतन की जय सद्गुरुनाथ महाराज की मंत्र राज नित जप ही तुम्हारा एंड ही डज द जप 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 मीन्स व्हाट Repeating the name is called japa. Now, whose name you do japa? Money, 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 money. Power, 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 power. Pleasure, 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 pleasure. Comfort, 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 comfort. काय का जप करते रहते हैं. राम नाम तारकम सदा जपो रे सो यू मंत्रराज राम नाम इज अ मंत्रराज यू नो व्हाट हैपेंड देयर वन पर्सन वेंट टू ए भक्त एंड ही सेड यू नो आई हैव कमिटेड सिन दिस दैट नाउ हाउ टू प्यूरिफाई सो दैट भक्त सेड यू नो देयर इज अ रिवर यू जस्ट गो देयर एंड से Ram, Ram, take a dip in that. And you will be purified. That Bhakta's mother was there. Mother said, hey, what did you say? You say Ram, Ram. Why? One Ram is not enough. Why he has to say twice? If he says Ram, once, powerful boy. About Ram Nam, it is said, when you say Ra, your mouth opens. Correct? And Ma, when you say Ma, so your lips close. In your car, sometime, if there is a mosquito, what do? Roll down the window, open that. And the moment mosquito goes with hand or close it back and so that it does not come back. So it is when you say Ra, all papas go away. And we say Ma, they don't come back. I am not saying just for, it is said in the Shastra. Therefore, Rama Nama Tarakam Sada Japore. Mantra Rajanita Japahi Tumhara. That was it. And Pujahi Tumahi Sahita Parivara. Now, this line is very interesting. And he worships you along with the family. Now, whose family? So, his own family also possible, no? That's why I said, that family which prays together, stays together. Otherwise, they stray, not stay. One going here and there. I know there are some houses, they are very, very particular, every day, a particular time, all family members have to be there and they say the prayer together. And time is so fixed. One day, you know, I was having satsang in their house. And exactly the time came. So they say, Swamiji, wait for 2 minutes. They stop my satsang also. This is the time for all of prepare. So if all members are there, present is very good. But otherwise, as many people are there, they will do that. That should be done. So Sahita Parivar means your own family members together you worship and do that. Another meaning is you worship Rama with Parivar. That's why Ram Parivar is there. Sitaji, Lakshmanji, Hanumanji, Bharata, Shatrughna, so you have to worship them all and with all your family members. Then it will be so wonderful. Mantra Rajanita Japahi Tumhara. Pujahi tumahi sahita parivara, tarpan homa karahi vidhi nana, and vipra jevai dehi bahudana. And home, havan, here then Ram Tarak havan they did, you know. That is a sacrifice, a ritual that is done, offering oblations, and vipra jevai, and feeding very brahmanas, and dehi dana, and then you have to give them dana also, dakshina also. Now, you see, this japa is done in two ways. One is just out of love and for developing love, and you do that, that is one thing. There is another form, a person takes a vow, a resolve. And what he says, I will do 100,000 times the japa of Ram. Suppose you take such a sankalpa, 100,000. I am for easy calculation because my mathematics is terrible. Even in this also, you will have to help me. Now, when it is 100,000 times when you do Ram Nam Japa, then 1/10 of that you will have to make offering in Havan, Tarpan. What is the 1/10 of 100,000? 10,000. So Ram Nam Swaha, Ram Nam, and then Swaha, Shri Ram Ramaya Namah Swaha, Namah Swaha, Shri Ram Ramaya Namah Swaha. How many times? And 1/10 of that, you have to feed Brahmana as a people. So 1/10 is what? So 1,000 Brahmanas. So then, if somebody takes that avratam, anyone who can do it, very good. Do you know, there is beautiful, time also. What is the beautiful thing? They said, if you have taken such a sankalpa that you will feed 1,000 brahmanas, and then you find that you are, your riches have gone away and you are not able to do that. Then what can you do that? So he says, if you feed one Mahatma, a saintly person, he is equal to 1,000. If you feed one. In Maharashtra, there was one Mahatma Sant Eknath Maharaj. And one lady had made sankalpa, but after she became poor, so she said, how to feed 1,000? So she invited him. And do you know, they used to give this, not paper or thistle, It only have these leaves. The plate. When he finished food, she removed that one plate made up of leaf, the second one down below there. She thought by mistake I must have put two. She removed the third was there. She third, fourth was there. Fourth or fifth was there. 1,000. See the glory of that man of realization, saintly person. Mantra Raj, Nita Japahi Tumhara, Pujahi Tumahi Sahita Parivara, Tarapana Homa Karahi Vidhinana, Viprajevai Hidehi Bahudana, and then to the best of your ability, also you give gifts. Tumate Adhika Guruhi Jijan, Bhavare. Valmiki Rishi directly tells Rama, and you live in the hearts of that person who consider his guru greater than you. But the guru should not think he is greater than Bhagavan. Shastra may say that the guru is greater than him. You know, there is a very famous Kabir Daji Doha that is there. Guru Govind Do Khade Ka Ke Lago Paaye. There, Guru and Govind, Bhagwan, both are standing near each other. So a devotee, a disciple, and now I am confused. Whom I should bow down first? So now, the second line is such a peculiar way it is said. Balihari Guru Aapne Govind Diyo Bataye. But he said, great is my guru because he only made me recognize the Lord. So therefore, guru only to be first. Or someone say, no. Guru indicated. Bhagwan ko namaskar karo. You do namaskar to Bhagwan. But best was our Gurudev said. I was present in that satsang. Someone asked him this question. This Doha, Guru Govind Do Khade, he said, you will not have this problem because you will not have any opportunity to see both of them standing together. Number. So don't worry. So why are you worried about that? Guru Govind. And he said, if a guru, no guru will be having the audacity to stand near Guru Bhagwan like that. He will be at his feet only. But when it is said here, the Shastra definitely says, Guru's place is higher. Because a Guru who only gives all knowledge and everything, therefore, Jnanadata Guru. Therefore, so Tumate Adhika Guruhi Jaya Sakala Bhaya Sevahi Sanmani and wholeheartedly serves the Guru. And doing all these means doing japa of the mantra, doing the havana, feeding the brahmanas, giving the gifts, and doing all that. And if you ask him, what do you want? He says, sab kari maage ek phal ram charan rati ho. Tinake mana mandir vasu siya raghunandan do. And he asks only one thing. Bhagwan, May my love for your lotus feet keep on growing, growing. I don't want anything else. Mean doing all these sadhanas, wanting nothing of worldly nature. Only love and love and love. So Bhagwan, you live in the hearts of such devotees. So how many houses are already over? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five ho gaye na? Now how many remaining? Oh, 9. Tomorrow we'll see. Now let us sing the name of the Lord. Okay? I will sing one line twice. And then you sing it twice. Will remember?
Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram. Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram. Thank you. Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram 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 Ram Jai Jai Ram Siyavara Ramachandra ki Pavan Sutha Hanuman ki Sadguru Nath Maharaj ki Tomorrow is our concluding day of this discourse. This Jnana Yajna is organized by our Chinmay Mission Atlanta Center. You know Chinmay Mission was founded by our Puja Gurudev, Swami Chinmayananji Maharaj, only to spread this knowledge so that people have their own spiritual growth, happiness, and then serve the society to the best of their abilities. I do not have to tell more and more about the mission because now you all are coming here, you know it. But details, if you want to know, you can and you should go to what you call our website and Chinmay Mission website. And you will find all our activities, projects, and everything that is taking place in so many places. So you will get an idea of that. Now, this missions work is only for you. Mission is not different from you, or other than you, there is no existence of mission. So in order to grow, that you have to actively participate in it. That's why when you came here, did you get some envelope today or not? This is always a problem. Some will say yes, some will say no. So when you go, I hope you keep there so that you know those who have not got. So you see, give your name, address, and also your interest in that participation. Participation is number one, involvement is number two, and commitment is number three. But if you participate, then slowly the next stages also can come. So we have got many activities for children, you send your children for that. You can become teachers there. And also, you know, to run the mission, we also have got a board of directors. And we need executive members and also to someone to take leadership also, charge. So those who have got those abilities also should mention that, you know, and meet so that you can take up some more responsibility also and do.
There are so many things involved in it. See, whenever there is an occasion particular, so many people come forward and the work gets done. But to sustain, expand and all that, we need more number of people. So therefore, please do that also. And of course, the financial thing is there. What you give is called Guru Dakshina. Guru Dakshina means what you give will be my Guru Dakshina to our Gurudev and his work. So tomorrow when you come, we'll keep the boxes and don't forget to keep the boxes wherever the people enter, because some people come from here, some from there. Nobody from above, but so wherever that, and some volunteers. So when you come as a family, when you come, you drop the Guru Dakshina and you will get some prasad also. Prabhu prasad. Yajna prasad. So tomorrow as you come, that will be. Then you come, sit down. Still 9 more houses are there. And the secret I have not told. Don't say, why don't you tell today? No, tomorrow only. In medical language, it is called sustained release. Dhire dhire release. Okay, now we'll have the aarti. I don't know who, any name or anyone, anything else you have to say. Please come for the aarti.
आरती श्री रामायण जी की कीर्ति कलित ललित सी अपी की गावत ब्रह्मादिक मुनि नारद वाल्मीकि कवि ज्ञान विशारद सुख सनकादि शेष अरु शारद परनि पवन सुत कीर्ति नीके आरति श्री रामायण जी के गावत वेद पुराण अष्टदश छवो शास्त्र सब ग्रंथन कोरस मुनि जन धन संतन को सर्वस सार अंश सम्मत सबही के आरती श्री रामायण जी के गावत संतत शंभु भवानी अरुघट संभव मुनि विज्ञानी व्यास आदि कवि वर्ज बखानी कागभ सुंड गरुड़ के ही की आरती श्री रामायण जी की कलिमल हरनि विषय रस पी की सुभग सिंगार मूर्ति जुबती की दलन रोग भव मूरी अमी की तात मात सब विधि तुलसी की आरती श्री रामायण जी की आरती श्री रामायण जी की श्यावर रामचंद्र की जय पवन सुत हनुमान की जय उमापति महादेव की जय बोलो भाई सब संतन की जय ई सद्गुरुनाथ महाराज की जय ओम पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ओम शांति 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 हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम।